We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Dalet, from the beginning. Goydel Choymer He'ovoin Shel Giluach Pa'as Hazokon Varoish, the great severity of the sin of a person removing completely the beard and the peyos, Shekol Das Yisroel Toloi Bozeh, whereby the entire Yiddishkeit is dependent on this, and is visible through this. K'moishanu royin she'ikar ha'simen ben Yisroel akum hu bepeyos v'zokon. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see, and again, he was talking especially during the time that he lived, in the early 1800s, he said the main way that you can identify a Jew from non-Jews is the beard and peyos. Then it was the most. Every religious Jew had a beard and had a beard and peyos also. Whereas today we know it's not exactly the same situation. Umi shepoirek oil toiru mitzvus umegaler zekonu peyosov, and a person who rejects completely the Torah and the mitzvus and removes his beard and peyos. Who kemoi mumor gomur lechol haTorah kula? That's like a person who has rejected the entire Torah. Ki ikar tchilas hahamora shel kol hamumarim hu shemegalchim peyosam uzakonam. Because Rav Nosson Zal says we see that those people who choose to throw away their religion, to reject religion, the first strongest sign is removing the beard and peyos. So that now they look like all the other non-Jews. Shebozeh mesalkin meyatzmum heheker v'asimen shel Yisrael am kodesh. By doing that, they remove from themselves the sign that identifies them as being a member of the holy Jewish nation. Again, today, in the year 2009, the year Tovshin Ayin, we know that there are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of observant Jews, people who are Shemar Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras Mishpocha, all kinds of things, and yet they shave, or they don't have peyos like the peyos that Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here. Knows they're following the halacha. Most of them are following the halacha. They're being careful to use a machine or an instrument that's not a razor and that doesn't have the properties of a razor, which is completely forbidden mitzad halacha. They're using instruments that are acceptable mitzad halacha. In many cases, because of the fact that they live among the goyim or they work among the goyim, and they're afraid for whatever reasons to be that identifiable, to be that noticeable as a Jew with the beard and peyos. Let's see what Rav Nosson Zal tells us in this Torah, though, speaking about the spiritual aspects of this. Al pima shekosu b'simen chof gimel b'hatoyra tzivisa tzedek. This halacha is going to be based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23 in Likut Imran, entitled Tzivisa Tzedek. Sheyesh ponim digdusha, shehem anpen nehirin b'chinas chayim. There, Rabbeinu Zal says, there is something that's called the face of holiness, which is a face full of light and life. As the pasuk says, Bo'er penei melech chayim, with the light of the face of the living king. So this pasuk puts together light, face, and life. Bechinas simcha, and is also synonymous with joy. Spiritual joy, spiritual happiness, which is reflected by this face full of light and life. V'yesh ponim de sitrachra, there is the face of the other side, the sitrachra, shehem anpen chashuchen, they are referred to as the face of darkness, morashchira, depression, sadness, avoidas elilim, idols, v'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal, in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Imran, presents these two opposites. Umavoyer Shom, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Shemi Shemeshuka Betaivas Momoin, that a person who becomes steeped in the wrong kind, in an excessive desire for money, where that, it's not just their necessities, it's not just solving the necessities of life, but this is what they are totally occupied and preoccupied with in life. Money and owning things and more and more and keep trying to raise the standard of living higher and higher. That's what's referred to here as Taivas Momoin, Hu Mekusher Beponim de Sitra Achra. That person is attached to the face of the Sitra Achra. Elikim Acherim, idols, Choshech, darkness, Bechinas Misa, death. Avul Bnei Odom Shemasom Umatonom Bemuna. Whereas those people who earn their livelihood in a religious way, meaning following all the laws and all the guidance of the Torah, Heim Dveikim Bo'er Haponim Digdusha, they're connected to the light of the face of Kedusha. Ki ein emuna b'loy emes, because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in that chapter in the Kutimran that when we speak about emuna, when we speak about masa umatan be'emuna, conducting business or earning a livelihood in a trustworthy way, the word emuna means also with complete faith in Hashem, emuna always goes together with emes. There are many psukim in many places where those two are connected. Emes ve'emuna choyk v'loyavor, we say in the Shachris. The emes hu oir haponim kiyodua. And we know that emes is referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus, as the light of the face. Rabbi Nizal brings the pasuk mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the oir haponim in Kiddusha. And Yaakov Avinu is Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov. We find also in the Yud Gimel Midah Sherachmim, in the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, where Hashem is showing us His face of kindness and light, one of them there is the Emes. And the Arizal explains that Emes is Oyer Haponim. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study chapter 23 in Likutei Moran well to have a full foundation for this halacha.